the director of North Carolina's Film Commission, is in Park City, Utah, to attend the Sundance Film Festival. He's there to convince directors, producers, and executives to shoot their productions in North Carolina. But it's a hard sell due to the state's scaled-back film incentives program. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Guy Gaster's pitch to executives still starts the same way.
Our crew base is second to none. We've got a variety of locations and can play anywhere USA as well as any place else.
But he has had to rewrite his script.
We do have funding still available for productions with our new film and entertainment grant.
On December 31st, the state retooled its tax incentive program for television shows and movies that shoot in North Carolina. Under the old program, productions could qualify to get 25 cents back for every dollar they spent in state for things like crew salaries, catering, set construction, and the like. The maximum payout per show was $25 million, and every production got the same deal as long as they spent at least $250,000. Under the new grant system, just $10 million in total is available statewide, no matter how many productions come to the state or how much they spend here. And the max any single production can get was dropped to $5 million. Those changes are having an effect on North Carolina's film industry. Two television series, Banshee, which was shot in the Charlotte area, and Sleepy Hollow, based in Wilmington, have packed up and left. As for movies, says Gaster,
we do have one feature film that is currently shooting, and it's shooting in the Wilmington region.
And 10 or so other productions, a mix of television shows, movies, and commercials that are considering North Carolina. But at this point last year, Gaster says,
there were 8 to 10 projects that we knew for certain that they were going to be filming in the state.
One piece of good news for North Carolina's film industry, the CBS show Under the Dome will continue to shoot in the state. But that news comes with a possible downside. The sci-fi drama spends enough to qualify for the maximum $5 million grant from the state. That leaves just $5 million available for all other productions to split. The state will officially begin accepting grant applications on Monday. For WFAA News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.